For those people that don't know me, I've been saved since June 14, 1996. That's when I bent my knee on the heart and cried to God to save me. Since then, here I am by the grace of God, you know. The Lord is He's good, faithful, and I know one thing, there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It can change souls, eh? Because He can change you from inside out by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, you know. But anyways, we're going to touch on that, you know. I know that a lot of Christians, they should know that, you know, we should love Israel. And we're going to see from the Word of God why, you know. I have three convictions. One is the Word of God, my final authority. Second, the blood of Jesus Christ. Third, winning souls for the Lord. Those are my three convictions that I have by the grace of God. So I'm going to have Johnny go to Genesis 12. I want you to read up. Oh, you don't have your sword? Sit next to a Christian so you can learn your Bible. All right, Johnny. So please go ahead and read loud Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Yes. No, well, hold on. Genesis chapter 12, 1 through 4. No. Genesis. One through four, right?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's pray. Father, what's in you, Father God, we just give you all glory and honor, praise, Father God, for this day, Lord, just to be alive another day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come this Thursday night, Lord God Almighty, to a Bible study, Lord, to hear thy word, Father God. Lord, we ask you for thy wisdom and knowledge, Lord God Almighty. Open my heart, Lord, to the love of the truth, Lord, so I can get in thy word, Father God. Tonight we're going to expound it on the and thy people, thy chosen people, the Jewish people, Lord God Almighty, we know that thou are not done with them yet, Father. You know, we know that they put us to the side, Lord God Almighty, so we can come in the Gentiles, Father God, and to the fulfillment of the Gentiles. And then we know, Lord God, that you're going to deal with them through Jacob's trouble, Lord God Almighty. So thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you, Lord, for all the blessings, Father God. And sometimes we miss them, Father God. We just give you all glory and praise, Father God, and bless all of us in here, Lord God Almighty, and bless those that are here tonight, Father God. And you know why the reasons, Father God. So once again, Father God, we just give you all glory and praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Amen. So what we just read on Genesis 12, 1 through 4, number 1, it's very clear in the scriptures. God will curse any man or a nation who curses the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. 2, God will bless any man or nation who bless the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, according to the scriptures. You know, it's very clear right there. And this covenant, according to the word of God, is unconditional. It's going to last unto the new heavens, after the new creation, and then that's why it's unconditional. There are like 8 covenants in the Bible, and you can see which one they conditional, but this one is unconditional. It stands, you know, for those that bless the Jewish people, you will be blessed. And for those that curse, then you will curse. And I know some people think, okay, I'm going to curse them and nothing happened. See, God doesn't forget that. Just because it didn't happen right away, it doesn't mean that God's going to forget that. So one thing we should do is play with God. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, right? So this is serious. When I read the word of God, right, it's serious. And I know that the text right here, it stands until the new heavens and new earth, you know, so it's unconditional covenant, right? So let's Remember that. In view of that fact that the words are repeated to Jacob, Isaac's son, Genesis 27:9. Any reader, Genesis 27:9. Go ahead, Mary.
Genesis 27:9.
Uh-huh. And are repeated again by Balaam, Numbers 24:9. Justin, Numbers 24:9. It's just to remind us. Numbers 24:9. Amen. Israel is the only nation ever to have the Lord as king, judge, and lawgiver, according to Isaiah 33:22. Pastor? Isaiah 33:22. Only Israel, you know, not the United States or Russia or other country, you know. This great covenant of the promise was passed to Isaac, according to Genesis 17:9. And then when I read Galatians 4:20-21, next reader, go to chapter 17, verse 19. Yes.
And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him.
Amen. Galatians 4:22-31, Mrs. Grave. Chapter 4, verse 22 through 31, Galatians.
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondman, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise, which things are an allegory. For these are the two covenants, and one from Mount Sinai, which woman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then,
Amen. And the reason I said this is the reason. That's why I said this great covenant of promise was passed to Isaac, not to Ishmael. Because some were arguing that point. But as scripture was scripture, we know that the child of the promise was Isaac, not Ishmael. I know that that's Abraham's son. Huh? You know, that's why Paul's talking about that, right? Because I know that there are some people, they say that the promise was to Ishmael. Scripture was scripture, right? We just read. According to the word of God, it was passed to Isaac, right? And from Isaac to Jacob, Genesis 27, 29, in Malachi, I went to see another reader. Can get Genesis 27, 29. Can someone else go to Malachi 1, chapter 1, verse 2? And from Isaac to Jacob was passed. Amen. Now someone else go to Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. Amen. And the reason I said that, from Isaac to Jacob, it wasn't Esau either. They're brothers, right? Scripture with scripture. Okay, now we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I know that, you know, the whole chapter is deep, you know. Pastor, you wanna take it all the way down to let's say 1 through 8. Yes. I know the whole chapter it has a lot of stuff deep, right? But to make it short, right? What you just read, because all the seven nations, right? Out of the seven nations, right? God favors Israel. We'll go to Leviticus 26:9. Any new reader, Tim, you want to read? Go to Leviticus 26:9. And we're going to see that God favors Israel. over all these nations. Chapter 26, verse 9. And Michael, you go to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 15 through 18, after he reads Leviticus 26, 9. Go ahead, Tim. No, just that verse. Michael, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 15 through 18. Amen. Read chapter 8, verse 23, Michael, of the same book. Chapter 8, verse 23. Yes. No, chapter 8? No, but I'm talking about there's no chapter 8 in Deuteronomy? Oh, that's no 23. I got it wrong then. Yeah, it's there, you know. All right. But it's the same subject, what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 7. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 7, like I said, the pastor only read 1 through 8, but it has other deep stuff in there. You guys can read it at home and all that, you know, right? Okay. Now, in the millennium, the Gentiles will have to come through a Jew to see Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. Let's go to Isaiah. Somebody read Isaiah chapter 2. This is during the millennium. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3 through 4. Any reader? Johnny, go to Zechariah 8:23. It's going to go together. Yes.
Thus said the Lord of hosts, in those days there shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the spirit of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Amen. Any man interested in finding truth must come to the Jews. It is the Jewish race that gave mankind the only book that reveals from where man came, Genesis chapter 1, and where he is going, Revelation chapter 22. You know, but like I said, we know Genesis chapter 1 is, you know, the creation, you know, where we came from. Like verse 1, in the beginning, God created, so we have a creator. And then it shows you, this is the only book that shows you the end, you know, who created us, and what happened with the creation. You know, we go to Genesis, right? Why in this mess, right? Because through one man, Adam, sin entered, right? So, but we're just touching only on the Jewish people. It is the Jewish race that gave the world the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's His full name, people. That's His full name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know there's another Christ. Christ means anointing, right? But the other Christ, Jesus, whooped him 2,000 years ago. He got him with the anointing chair, what we call Satan, right? But this is why His full name is the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God. And it is only through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that salvation came to this world. It's like all that. God's salvation and God's oracles are found in a Jewish book. Somebody go to Romans 3:2. The book of Romans chapter 3, verse 2. Go ahead, Edward.
Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 2. Much every way chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
To the Jewish people, oracles that was passed from mouth to mouth, or you can say declaration, right? But, you know, thank God for the Jewish people that we have the Word of God right here.
Right.
See? And that's why we have to love Israel, love those Jews. You know, in the past, I used to deal with them. They are the most hardest people to witness to. You know? But that's no wonder you find 9 times the phrase in the Holy Scriptures, stiff neck, applies to them. The last one is in Acts chapter 7 when they stone Stephen. You know? But I know that they're hard to witness to those people. But to me, the greatest like curse you put on them, deny their Messiah. Regardless of the outcome, how may they get? You know, because faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Okay, so we know Romans 3:2. So God's salvation and God's oracles are found in a Jewish book, according to Romans 2:3. The Savior is a Judea Jew. Jesus was a Jew when he was in the flesh. He came from a line of Shem, you know, but he was Jewish, right? And so our Savior is Jewish. If we love the Lord Jesus, we ought to love His people. I know Paul is a saved man, right? He even said in Romans, I wish I would become a curse so Israel can get saved, you know. That man, he loved the Jews so much. That was his people, even in spite they tried to get him. Because, you know, he got converted, right? He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, right? But when that man met the Lord Jesus, he got right. And he loved the Jewish people, and he wanted them to get saved. And that's why he even made the statement, if he could, he would become a curse. He couldn't. Once you've been blessed by God, he cannot be a curse. That's how it is. Okay, now we're going to touch another verse. Guarding the apple. Somebody go to Deuteronomy 32:10. And let's see who these people are. Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. That apple is Israel. And we that are saved are His bride. See, the Jewish people, that like natural people, right? I know their condition, you know. But in spite of all that, right, we are to pray for them. And also we know from the Word of God that just because they are God's chosen people, If they die without Christ, they go down to the pit, to hell, just like a Gentile. They need redemption. They need salvation. And that's why it's important to give them the gospel. I know we got some ministries, you know, in Israel, you know, they, I don't know if they preach the gospel to them, you know, but also there are some Christians, right? Pastors, they believe that the Jewish people, they don't need salvation. They're automatically saved because it's God's people. That's not true at all. Because Jesus said to them in John 8, if you don't believe that in He, you should die in your sins. He's addressing the nation of Israel. Even Paul, what I said earlier, that he wanted to become a curse, it was possible so Israel can get saved. So they need salvation. You know, and I, like I said, I know that this is what they teach and believe. And also you got these other people, they teach that God is done with the Jews. You know, that's another lie from the Word of God. You know, that's why we need to get in the Word of God, right? And I always say this, what says the Scripture? And we know according to the Holy Scripture, God is not done with Israel, right? He's going to deal with them later. Okay, the Jews are a special people separated from the nations. We just read in Romans chapter 7. With a special land covenant given to them that the Gentiles cannot have. Somebody go to Psalms 135 and read verse 10 through 12. Johnny? The book of Psalms, Psalms 135, verse 10 through 12. See? Scripture was scripture, right? Now, Pastor, go to John 4:22. The Gospel of John. It's very clear. Right? Millions of Muslims out. Hindus. Catholics, any religion, right? Because he told that woman, right? If you read the context, he even said, you don't know what you worship, you know? And because salvation is of the Jews. And we know it's like that, right? Because even in Romans chapter 1:16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God into salvation. To everyone that believes it, the Jews, right? And then the Greek. Us, the Gentiles, right? But it's still, salvation is of the Jews. You know, we can say, why? But this is how God ordained it. You know? I know he came, you know, like in Matthew 1:21, when the angel says, we'll call his name Jesus, all uppercase. Jehovah saves, right? Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. See, first he came to save the Jewish people, and then us. They rejected them. John 1:11 says, he came unto his own. His own received him not. See, when Israel reject the Messiah, right? Then Paul shows through Paul, and then we had a chance to get in, the Gentiles. You know, but still, salvation is of the Jews. According to what Jesus said in John 4, verse 22. Now let's turn to... So we can go a little further. Let's go to Romans 11. I think, Pastor, you want to, because we want to read quite a few verses here. Romans chapter 11. It's quite a few verses. Let's pick it up from verse 18 down, Pastor. Let's stop at See, you know, it's very clear that God is not done with Israel, right? When it says, once you're done, and so all Israel shall be saved, it is written, there shall come out a Zion, the deliverer, and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant unto them when I should take away their sins. It's concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as such in the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. And I know, brother, according to the Word of God, because God swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He's going to deliver Israel. Right? He's going to do that, regardless how they behave. See? God is going to do it because it's a promise in the Word of God. Right? So right here, they are beloved of the Father, right? So we are to love them. For God is still blesses and curses those who curses Israel. We just read Genesis 12. Someone goes to Proverbs 27, verse 18. Proverbs 27, verse 18. Proverbs 27:18. According to the scripture, the fig tree is Israel. All right. My conclusion is that there is only one book, and it was given through the Jewish, and only one Savior, and was given through the Jewish race, and only through Him is salvation come. Whether you are a Jew or a Gentile, you must submit to this fact. Salvation is of the Jews, according to John 4:22. We'll end it here, Pastor. Father, once again, Father, we just give you all glory and praise, Father God, for the Holy Scripture, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that we have thy word, Father God. We know, Lord God, that us, the church, Father, that we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father. We are to love the Jews, Father. Pray for them, support them in any way, in any shape and form, Lord God Almighty. We know the devil hates the Jews, Father. And from the beginning, he tried destroying, Father God. But look at the evidence, Lord God Almighty. Supernatural, Father God, that they're still here today, Father. They've been through a lot. Because we know, Lord God, that your hand is on them, Father God. And we know that what's going on in Israel right now, that you are aware of that, Lord God. You know, we know that in either side there's no peace, Father God, until they acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, until that true peace will come down, Lord, and then there will be peace. Thank you, Lord, that we have peace on our heart, Lord, us as believers, Father. But at the meantime, Father God, protect thy people, bless thy people, Lord. We just pray for thy people, Lord God Almighty, that one day they'll open their eyes, Father God, and look unto Jesus, Father, and accept the Messiah and get right, Lord God Almighty, even though your word says, Father, that things, the awful things that's going to happen before all that, Father, but still, Lord, we stand on that promise, Father God. Your word says, Father God, to bless them, we have blessed them, Father God. We just give you all glory and honor and praise, Father God, and thank you, Lord, for saving us so great salvation, Father. Bless each one of us in here, Lord God, and help us, Lord, whatever we are lacking, Father. Give us the strength, Father God, and we're just going to rely on thee, Lord God Almighty, no matter what, Father. And help us to be faithful, Lord. And that's all you want from us, Lord, in obedience heart, and be faithful unto thee, Lord God Almighty, and bring glory unto thy name, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.